So the Halakha Mishnah Vayta Masechtas Demai Perik Beis Mishnah Aleph. Before we start this Mishnah, turn back for a moment to Perik Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Remember the Mishnah with the 10 Kulais. So Kula number 5 was Mekaziv Ulahalon Potter Min Hadmai. The Peris that you purchase from the town of Kaziv and further, meaning up north, is Potter and Mai, because in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, when Eden came from Bavel, they were never Mekadosh that area. Although, when Eden came from Mitzrayim, with Yeshua ben Nun, they did. The Takana of Demai is only for areas that the Oilei Bavel, those that came up from Bavel during the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, were Mekadosh. Now, what if I buy Peres from an Amma Oretz, and I'm Taka Mekaziv Olahalam, from Kaziv and further? Do I have to say to myself, okay, so if the Peres grew over here, there's no Chi of Demai. But how do I know that he didn't bring them in from Eretz Yisrael? From the part of Eretz Yisrael which the Oilei Bavel were Mekadosh? And the answer is, you don't have to be Chayshish for it. That's how Chazal made this takana. I can assume that everything is grown locally. But, like with most rules, there's an exception. Certain things we know grow only in Eretz Yisrael proper. So even if I'm buying it outside, I'm pretty sure that that's where it came from. So again, normally I don't have to be chayish if something was imported from a place where there's a chi of demai, unless I know that it only grows there. For example, as we begin our Mishnah over here, Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph. The Elu Dvarim is Aserin Demai B'chol Mokim. The following types of peiros, you have to take off all the instructions of how you meiser demai. And it doesn't make a difference where you buy it, in all places, even outside of Eretz Yisrael. Of course, we're talking about if you buy it from an Am Aretz. They are as follows. Hadeveila, pressed figs. Vatamarim, dates. Vacheruvim, carobs, or we would call it baksa. Ha'oides, rice. Vakamain. What's kamain? Kumin. Hard to describe what a kumin is. It's something in the carrot family. There are spices that are made out of it. Wait a second. Figs? Dates? Don't they grow in California and in Florida and all kinds of places? It's imported from Mexico. These only grow in Eretz Yisrael? So the Mefarshim explained, we're not talking about plain figs and dates. And the same as for the rest of these. We're talking about a special type. Figs that are especially sweet. Dates that are especially large. Carobs that are extremely straight and they look nice. Rice that's naturally very white. With the kamayin, its seeds are very straight. These type of peiros, where we see it's something very special, they grow only in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why if you're going to purchase it from an Am Aretz, even from Kaziv and on, you have to treat it as demai. It's like peiros you would buy from an Am Aretz in Eretz Yisrael. Vaitra sakta mishna ha'oirez shebechutz laretz. What about rice that grows outside of Eretz Yisrael? Kala mishtamishim enu pater. Whoever uses it, even in Eretz Yisrael, is potter on the halachis of demai if you buy it from Am Aretz. Ememe lekala mishtamish mimenu potter. Whoever uses it, even in Eretz Yisrael, is potter on demai. Now, there are certain things that grow in Chutz Laretz that look very similar to what grows in Eretz Yisrael. Those types of peiros, you have to treat it as demai. And that's a gzeiras chacham, because we're scared people are going to confuse what grows outside from what grows inside, unless it's one of those special peiros we just mentioned. The very sweet figs, the very large dates, and so on. Because that you can see very clearly the difference in what grows in Eretz Yisrael and what grows outside of Eretz Yisrael. But with other things, even if they grow in Chutz Laretz, but it looks very similar to Peres Eretz Yisrael, I'm scared you're going to confuse it. And if we say, oh, okay, well, it grew in Chutz Laretz, you don't have to take off Maisris, you're going to wind up not taking off Maisris and Peres that actually grow in Eretz Yisrael. But that halacha does not apply to rice. Using Chutz Laretz rice, whether in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Laretz, it's potter. And demai, because it's so easy to tell the difference between Chutz Laretz rice and Eretz Yisrael rice. Again, all rice that goes in Eretz Yisrael is just so much more white. Those that grow in Eretz Yisrael has more of a greenish or reddish kind of a tinge. And that's not about Tenur Lerns Pshat in the Mishnah. There are many, many different shitas over here in the Rishayim. There's a Shem Yisbarach. We know that you'll eventually get to, if not now, in years to come.